Good start. Should be Lily, Nishmas Mele, wife, Esther Hannah, Basma Chomabo, Sayotse Chavis. Okay. I'd like to do now. Let's go. I want to go back to Mikdaman Al Shriya, and what I'd like to really deal with is, I think, in my mind, the most pressing question is what's the scoop over here? Because since Sherish Bayes has already told us. Since Sherish Bayes has already told us that the mitzvahs that one might learn from Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem are not b'minyan, so why does the Rambam have to have a whole Sherish discussing, at least the beginning of the Sherish, talking about Yivam Chalitza, which ostensibly are derived from Yigim Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, you know, what he needed for? He already said it, okay? Bifrat, that is basically what Yeshua Nogid is telling us, Tshuva Al Mikdamas, Hein Psuki HaMitzvah, the Akashim, and Lechira, he means the Gzei Rishovo, because he says, Oma Kosu, Yevomo Yovo Aleho, Bechol Mokoim, Bein Shimuteres, Bein Shi Erovo, Olov, Bo Hakosu, Ho'acher, v'yom v'ish el achriso, lo tzikach litzro legalus elvos oleho b'chayeho. V'yahekish, that means the limud, from the gzeiru shovo, min oleho oleho. K'moshin izboi b'koimu, v'yotzo arayis, al pizeh hekish, v'yesh hech, okay. So, l'chira, what he's saying is that this, the mikdamah, the premises is using the mikdamah al shia is using the premises of the Yud Gimel Midrash in order to arrive Dinei HaTorah. And if that's what it is, l'chol we knew that from the second Sherish already. So the question is, what's going on over here? Now, I just ask the following question before we get started. Is there a mention of Yud Gimel Midrash? Is there a mention of Yud Gimel Midrash at all in this Sherish? Does the Rambam at all talk about Midrash HaTorah? I didn't find anything. The best that you're going to find is this, this Arabic of Al Shriya, Mikdamas Al Shriya, which you don't know exactly what it means. You see, okay? Is that fair? You see, and in general, the thrust really is very different, because the thrust in Sheresh Beis, the Ram calls the Sheresh that the Torah, the Tayag Mitzvahs, are the Sheresh, and the Pera, or the in Arabic, or the Anofim, are that which bud. The Gilumidis are sprouting out. And the question is, can you, those new branches which branch out of Tayag Mitzvah should be the minyan, okay? The new branches, okay? And Ram says that the branches are only drabonon, they're not better than the sheirish, and they can't be equivalent to the sheirish, so therefore not minyan, okay? Here we're talking about branches and a sheirish. Here we're talking about a yechida misuyemesh leima, which basically is called paka, right? The whole thing is called the mitzvah achas. The ikar mitzvah is the mitzvah, and this paka, which is correct. And really, we're talking about those things, those sivuyim and asholis, which are logically part of the mitzvah. How are you moining them separate? Okay, which is not talking about, which is a whole different, graphical taking of what's going on over here. Okay. Let me just to get us started, okay? We had in Sheresh Beis, there was a discussion of Yud Gimel Midos and Guf Torah, the Raisa, correct? And the Rambam basically said that if it's Mefush, if it's a Pirush Mekubal, the Chachmei Meseira had to tell us. And that's what I would tell you, because the Chachmei Meseira have to tell us Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay? They have to tell us something. Because Nafka Mina Minyan Mitzvahs, and that's the obligation. Correct? What about Paka? What would you tell me about Paka, just before we get started? Would they have to tell me that it's a Pirush Mekubal or not? Is there any necessity to do that? Because since Paka, by definition, is subsumed under the Yechida Shleima, the Yechida Mesuyama Shleima, and it's not a mitzvah, Bifnei Atzmoy, or it's Azhola or Tzivui, the whole issue of the Chachmei Meseira having to tell us that it's Guf Teira D'Raisa L'Chayr is irrelevant. Correct? Just before we just get our mindset, before we get started. Okay. Now let me ask you something else. Lui Yitzur, the Dinim, that the Rambam is talking about in Sheresh Zion will be Pirush Mekubal. Do we have any problems? And that's what we continue. Hoil v'adin kach, since that's the proper approach, okay, with the paka is not in the minyan, and even a paka which is Pirush Mekubal, so should you say that the Torah of Iksav, which is Paka, is the Minyan of Mitzvahs? L'chayr, it's the exact same thing. And that's that. Then the Hoyv Adov Kach is not a Chidus Tuma, is not an enigma. Imamish fits perfectly. The question is, what's Hoyv Adov Kach? Because The beginning of the Sheresh is out because the Sheresh Bey is independent of everything. So what do you mean, Hoba Dova Kach? So now, I want to suggest, if you look at Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, in the beginning of Yevamos, when he has the Klolim, which are the Yisridis of the Dinim of Yevam Mechalitza, in the beginning, before he starts interpreting the Mishnah, the first Klal is Mefurish and Teira. But I want to suggest to you the next three Klal are Pirush Mekubal and a Kabbalah. And therefore, the Pirush Mekubal and the Kabbalah is based. That is the Eino Misya Bemis, the Eino Chaletz Misya Bemis is all based on the Pirush Mekubal. If that's the case, everything is B'Seid Gomo. The two shrush have nothing to do with each other. One shrush is a question of whether the branches that sprout out from the Yud Gimel Midas in interpreting Tayag Mitzvahs are Minyan Mitzvahs. That's what he's talking about. And this is a shrush that the Mitzvah Achas is Yechida Mesiyah Meshleimo, and the question is the Pakeh. How do you look at it? Could the Paka be a separate mitzvah or not? And whether it's a Pirush Mekubal or it's Mefurish and Torah Shemiksav, is it relevant? And that's the next step, is going to Mefurish and Torah Shemiksav. Now, in order to illustrate you this to you, we'll move ahead. V'aklal Hasheni. Okay? V'aklal Hasheni. Im meiso ach veinich isha wo iso isa isha asura al echo the brothers in general al echod ho achim hamumodim lechalitza o liibu im meis veinich achim rabim kon sheho iso isha meis bas ho ach hazeh hachai or achis ishtoi lo yibe moiso oisei ach shiasu olo mishum elbo. Okay. Lefisha oma Hashem v'isha lachis l'sikach l'tzvo l'galus elbos oleho v'omo yovomo yovo oleho. Okay. He doesn't say b'zeh v'shova. He says uki ilu. Listen to this. You know, Rabbi Yeshua Nogid throws an ole ole, which is Pashto Gemara, correct? The Rambam says like this. Uki'ilu omal ze shomati yovo leo im ho yisachis ishtoi leisichach litzcho lomanu shal rayis meachis isha. Ki'ilu omal. It's a very strange way of interpreting Zer Shoma. Okay. So I can imagine there's a Pirush Mekubal, but I wouldn't, you know, okay, let's see. V'aklal HaShlishi. Im meis ochid v'iniach kamu noshim v'achz min elvo avo ach hachai b'oifen she'enu yochol liyabe moiso po asuro kach lo yibim shal tzori seho lo omo yis'ale Yivne beis ochi, uboa kabola, bais shuboine es kuloi boine miksosoi. Ubais eno boine es kuloi, eno boine es miksosoi. This is a boa kabola. So what's a boa kabola? Lachayla. It's a Pirush Mekubal. Okay. Now let me just ask you a question. The Rambam says that that the klal hashlishi is a pirush mekubal. Okay. Isn't the klal hashlishi based on the klal hasheni? Because the klal hasheni says that you are not miyabim and elva. Okay. And then he says that shlchal hashlishi is the bias falls either as a unit. So if one is mufka, everyone's mufka. I ask you a question. Could you imagine a pirish mukubo built on Yigimumidish telling the dressed well? That sounds absurd. Because you give a mitzvah this, how could there be a mitzvah from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the Pirush Mekubal, that what? Yeah, no. And the you know, we have to wait, okay? Moshe Rabbeinu comes out from Sinai and he darshan something, okay? And if Moshe's not darshan, maybe the next dollar darshan. So this shtickel tev from Oleh, we have to wait, and Rambam says that it's Drabonon. Drabonon means Drabonon Motziyah. And Pirush Mekubal means by definition a Kabbalah. So you could imagine that there's a Pirush Mekubal built on Yud Gimel Midas L'Chaira, it borders on the nonsensical. So I would assume not only Lashon of Ki'ilu points in that direction, but also the fact that the Klal HaShlishi is built on the Klal HaSheni, and the Klal HaShlishi is called the Kabbalah. Okay, next. That's Maseda. Klal HaRevi. Listen to Klal HaRevi. Va Klal HaRevi. She called she efsha te tisyabe midereisa hari hi zekuka lechalitza. Kol alim v'chol she efsha lo te tisyabe minatera. Going show you say elva, k'mo show malnu, hare gam chlitza eno tzricha. Le omo yis'ala, v'osi yuta o'shaira. Me'en yivomi. V'chui v'chol tzal now. Okay? This, what is this based on? It's also based on the Klal Elisha. K'mo she'en olu yivom. Who's the eno olu yivom? Oto the drashif molea, uki'ilu. You know what the Rambam does in this one also? Ubo b'kabbalah kol yibum ulchlitza b'chol she'inu yibum einu ulchlitza ela tipote v'yachri yidiyas klolim eilu aschi lefaresh. So I'm just telling you that I'm not saying that everything we're talking about over here is the Pirush Mekubal. But again, you can't imagine a Pirush Mekubal, which and the last two are a foolish more Kabbalah, correct? So I would say the second one is also okay. So now that we have that, and the Oleh Oleh, which Yeshua Nogid is saying, oh, that's what everything is based on. But it's not Oleh Oleh. That's what I was mashed to say. Ki'ilu this. Because what's the ki'ilu of the Pirush Mekubal has been mufarish the pasuk? Ki'ilu oma, oh, that's a pshat. It's a pirush. Oh, that's what a Pirush Mekubal is. That's the Rambam's medaktik. U ki'ilu oma. Now, but you say, once you have this, so then, oh, it's ready. Everything is hakol, everything is b'seder, okay? The only thing, okay, so this is mamash b'seder. The Rambam doesn't mention Yud Gimel Midas over here. It's nothing to do with Yud Gimel Midas. The truth is that Chazal have to say Guf Teira is not in the Gale. They wouldn't have to say it over here even. And the Rambam anyway says that it's a Kabbalah, okay? You know, the Rambam many times, and that's a derech agav, okay? The Rambam, mipi hashmos, now another point, okay? And I think this is also correct. You find many times in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says mipi hashmos, okay? And Mipia Shmua, that's where the Rav Mishnah Torah is learning a Pirush Makubal, correct? It's a Kabbalah, Mipia Shmua. Do you think and do you expect that the Rambam claimed that in every place that it says Pirush Makubal, or the Rambam had the Gears in the Gemara, the Reisa, or Guf Torah? So I would tell you the same thing, absolutely not. The only time the Chachmei HaMeseirah had to tell us that Guf Torah, because the Rambam in Sherish Beis does it in a very strange way. He says, if they don't tell you that it's a Guf Torah, or the Reisa, we know that it's not. Because why do we know it's not? Because that's the obligation to tell us the Meseirah of Tayag Mitzvahs. But however, Rabbi Yisai, if the drosha, whether it's Guf Torah or not, is not Negeya to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's no reason Chazal had to tell us. So the Rambam can go throughout the whole mission of Torah, Mipi Hashmur, without any problems. And here, he goes out of his way to tell us that the last two are Kabbalah, and I think he's saying the second one is also, because he says, Uki'ilu, this is, because Ki'ilu, that's what the Pirush HaMakubal is all about. I think it's Mamashah, what I'm saying. No, truth is, last week when I walked out, when I asked the question, I thought it was Ech Kamo Chaykim Mimeni. Okay? So I decided, you know, I have to think, oh, I guess, you know, just close myself in a room and, you know, I think this is the pshat, okay? And then I said this is what it had to be, and then I found, you know, I wasn't going to say it, and then I found the Rambams, you know, one, two, three, four, that's Mercedes. Okay, now, okay, I think now it's easy street, okay? There is one problem. If you remember last week, I pointed out to you the problem of how your moines sveikis, and there might be sveikis of stam, suffik mugreshes, suffik this, suffik that, okay? So l'chayra, a suffik, a poshta suffik, which is not chtichach, it's chtichach, it's sveikis of abonu l'kula. And I'd be dealing with the Rabbana. Okay? And then I pointed out that even if whatever you're going to say over here, we don't understand Bechlau why the Rambam has in two prongs going the Yavam and the Yavoma. Okay? Could you imagine that, you know, first of all, the mitzvah Yibum is Pashas, the Bikir Yisuv is Mechalik, is Medayik and Rambam, that it's only the Ish, both Yibum and Chalitza. And even if you assume not like him, let me ask you a question, okay? Could you imagine that the Ish and the Isha, okay, and the same din, you will look on one side, we're looking inside the Ish, and the other, we're looking inside the Isha. Could you imagine it should be two separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs to make 200? That's ridiculous, even if you disagree with the question, okay? So why the Rambam goes out of his way to say that there's over 200 mitzvahs, which L'chayre is taking over, and that's what he talks about the animus. I don't understand. That's like overkill, and I have no clue of why he did it. Okay? But the Etzim Inyan that we're talking about over here, and everything else is irrelevant. You know, if the main klolim are Pirush Makubal, so it's easy street. And he says, Hol Vadova Kach! The Rambam says, then we can move on to the case of Korban HaLevi'ot and Chatas Kavua, and we can go on. That is point number one. I think once, that even with Basel and Mishul Dama Zeh, that is point number one. It's mamish, it's so parched if you say it that I didn't say anything. Okay? Now, and especially this whole shtickle that the ki'ilu, and that you can't have a period, even though the Rambam doesn't say it, it has to be a period of Makubal, the second cloud. Now, next. Yeah?
I'm not saying anything about this. Too bad he didn't you know, you had to spend a week with a cold towel on your head to figure it out. And
so you what? That deal. You know. Okay, good. Now, you know, I've heard question my past. Okay. Next. Now, mamish, this is good. Okay, I think it's good. Okay, I'm not trying to give myself a pat on the back, but I think it's good. Now, next. Next is like this. The achashikain who, you can have achashikain who, or you can have kivichadovakach, since you agree with me that the paka or that the pirush of a kubul a paka is not minyan mitzvahs, because the mitzvah, that's the postulate, the premise, or you say that Taylor, the way Taylor is built, is that a mitzvah is a chid achash mesuyem shleimo. Okay, so b'meila you can move on to Taylor shemiksav. Now here, that's what Taylor is. I want you to know, there could be a lot of discussion over here, and I looked this up on Riches, okay? But I don't want to go into this. I want to keep over here what I want to say, the flow of the Sheirish. I just want to show you what it's trying to do. And, you know, if you want, you know, we can talk about some time about, you know, just how the Potem work. I'll tell you what the problem is. Because no one counts anything except for Yibam Chalitza, even the Bahag. Hine dini ha-mitzvah, gam k'sho yiksubim ba-teira, this packet, if it's written the Teira, ein royal of noisa. Okay. So the packet, what the Rambam has done, the packet in the Arabic, okay, is usually referring to something like Yud Gimel Midas, okay? But the Rambam, I'm not sure, that's how I really would like to know. I didn't get a good answer on this, let's say. Is the Rambam doing this, or it was done before him? The Rambam is expanding the word paka even to refer to Teresh HaBiksav. Okay? Correct? That's what he's doing here. Hine dini ha-mitzvah gam k'shuksum b'teira ein oil neisam. Ki lo b'mene shebeo ha-kosev dini oisi mitzvah o ha-tnoim shebo. But the tnoim are also a tzivui. That if it's going, if your dollars or dollars or whatever it is, you bring this, you bring that, okay? Nimna anachnu kol tnai oifin hilchati mitzvah, you know? Right? Doesn't make a difference. Ukfa to beze halbe means hilbul it litos beze. Shakol mashinimsa kosuv mono mibli la ayin biika mitzvah. Blogukoseltano. The ika mitzvah is the mitzvah, the nusach mitzvah itself, and the hilchosel the taneho are the paket, but it's all one bundle called the mitzvah. That's how the Rambam goes out of his way in each mitzvah, and each mitzvah. Oh, that's the paket, and here this and this has paket, and that was the mesayim from Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Torah and to teach the paket. Hamoshu bezer. Okay, now we go. Now it gets interesting. Amoshe Bezer, Chiyuv HaKosuv B'Seifa V'Yiko, L'metame Mikdush HaKadosho, V'Niskolu Mimoy, Kol B'Chatos. Okay. Metame Mikdush HaKadosho. It's a korban chatos. It's a korban on a chet. V'nezu mitzvahs asei b'li sofek. But what is it? Tumas mikdash v'dosha is korban on a v'yeh. Okay? V'ach kach limer ha-kosum b'korban hazeh ma yiyeh. V'omashu hu yiyeh kisba o seira. Vim lo sasig yodoi do meho yovi shtei seira mo shnei bnei yoinu. Vim lo sasig yodoi yovi asir sa eifo. Seiras. There's dollars and dali dollars. Vizeo kobra lo vi yoyed. Vize eno. El biu hakoba na mischayev loy. The packet is telling you mahu ulchein in loish in the kanshal shmitzus. V'noy matzivui shetzivu lahakri behemo v'achakach hatzivui shetzivu lahakri voiv achakach hatzivui lahakri hasivus eifo. It just doesn't go, right? Ki einon shloish hatzivuyim v'einon elo tzivu acha. Tzivu echo. It's not three, it's one. It's one, and the rest, everything else is paka. Even though it's a tzivui, it's a paka. The paka is to bring the korban on the earth. And everything else, it's not, I don't even know. The truth is, if you'd ask what the tzivui is, I don't know how you'd say it in the pasuk, because we're the conglomeration of the three. It's a, right? The tzivui is really one. Vuhu, sheyakiv korban ashir gosay. V'yisa korban kachu. Or kach. Im yefshim, but im yefshim kach. It should be this or that or that. But the chiv is imakim the korban. And that's the tzivui. Kabisai. I'll just tell you this at least. The chiv is himakil the korban, and then he does something, and then he goes to korban chatos. And what is it? Mizeh, he says, mizeh hamin. It's the same type of thing. Gam shigris mitzvus. Vizeh shakos of omar vayikro shemish shogar v'yoba mitzvah Hashem yachav kov. Vizeh mitzvah say achas v'ish yachav ashurin chatos ubetnai shetiy ashkogo v'dober shigomas gonna kliyis v'yeh boi ma'isa v'yeh mitzvah leisah say. Okay, it's true. Okay. And the mitzvah leisah say is a sifro, smachos vishonim, or the loisah say, or the sheva, or the kumvasei, a maisa. Well, I'm not getting involved in this, okay? But why? Kamo shel bi'alnu befelish ha ho ho yes bekrisus. He already explained it. Because he wrote, ho yes bekrisus already. He already wrote. He wrote it already, right? Kamo shel bi'alnu. Okay? And it's not that Yeshua Nogit said that Ki'ilu, he stopped the Menachos when he's learning at Tcheles. And Huredi was, Huredi, you know, somewhere in the middle of Pirush Nice, because he says it here, and Krisus is afterwards, okay? So, you know, okay, Beseder. So, okay. Why is he telling us this? Why is he telling us this whole story about that it's a chorus and maise, loisase? Answer is, the Rambam's opinion is, we know korban is a kapala, but the Rambam is talking about korban is also as an einish. Okay? And it could be the kapala is the key of einish. I'm not getting involved in that. And that's the Rambam talks in the beginning of the 14th Sheresh, when he talks about the various things of the way it's in the Hagdomah there, in 14 Sheresh, he says that, you know, sometimes you have an Oynish of Misa, and he brings down the Oynish of Korban. Okay. So, correct. That Kufa is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, okay, the oinish, okay, Correct? The mitzvah is the oynish. Okay? So, the Rambam's of the opinion that if the ma'aseh is cholok, then the oynish is a different mitzvah than yinam mitzvahs. And the reason why chatos, you see what happened is, and this night he's getting involved in this, if you look at the Bahag, he counts and chatos as one mitzvah in parashas or something. He has it in the minyan. Okay. He's not arguing with the Bahag about this, because it's not negated to the Sheirish, because the Sheirish is not about whether he counts chatos or only the yer is a separate mitzvah. The issue of the Sheirish is about Paka. And as far as Paka is concerned, there's no issue. Okay? Because we're not counting, the Bahag is not counting the $3 and Dali Dalos, right? Okay? And therefore, the Rambam quotes in even though there's Dalos, okay, not Dali Dalos, in your letters in Mitzera, okay? He quotes that in Mechusi Kapora, because not in Oynish. This is in Shkogis. It's in Oynish. And therefore, the Rambam in the Prote Mitzvahs, in the beginning of Shkogis, talks about Asiyas Eifa, because he wants to stress that this, okay, that this is an Oynish. Now, what's happening over here is that Be'etzim, that's why it's not his issue. But the Chefs of Chatos is the Chiyuv is Kores, okay? Kores and Maise, okay? The Chefs of Korban Olam is not that. Korban Olam Yoyri. Okay? Vorayim, Korban Olam Yoyri is not only Tumas Mikdash Gadoshov. Korban Olam Yoyri is even by what? Is even by Shavuos Vita. Shavuos Vita, right? So what is it then, right? So it's nothing to do. It's not the chet from a chet from Chayv Kores. And here he stresses the Chayv Kores. Because that's why it's separate mitzvah. Okay. Okay, that's a very important thing. But it's not the gate to the Sheirish, okay? That's why I'm not going to... I have a lot more on this. We'll see. Okay.
There's a kula here in Tumas Mikdash that even though it's Kores, it doesn't get the onesh of the chatos.
It's a separate. I don't know if it's a kula. It's a separate mitzvah. It's not this chet. He talks about it. The emes is in minyan mitzvahs. He lists all four separately. These are the chatoim that it's mechayv. Even you make me say even in bias mikdash kadoshov. The mechayv is not the kores. The mechayv is these four ma'aseh. That's what he says it. If you look in the minyan mitzvahs. He talks about these four avodas and he lists them. It's not the kores shebo. Okay? It's not the kores shebo. Now, okay. He's going to use this, once you accept this, he's going to use this to make Seir Nosi and Parkoy Mashiach. And Syria with the Zohar is all under the mitzvah chatos kavua. Okay? All under chatos kavua. Okay? The Bainish of Derech Agav, you should know, I'm not going to tell you exactly what I'm looking at. But on Bias Mitzvah Shudoshov, there's no Oshim Toli. Oshim Toli is all chatos kavua. There's no Oshim Toli. Okay? Oshim Tolu was said Chatz Kavua. That's the Ram puts it. The Ram says, on Al Chatoim Yiduim. And he said, Oto, the Rasam Chatoim Yiduim is the next mitzvah. That's what he puts it together. Okay. Now, I want to tell you something, and this is a long discussion. I'm just going to make it very short. There's a very big problem. Because the Limud, from Parkoy Mashiach to Parham Dovash of Tzibur, and the Parkoy Mashiach requires Eiro. So maybe the question is, of the Maisa Veira, which is Mechayev Parkoy Mashiach, okay, is it a mais aveda from the chorus or the hucha is also part of the Impaim Domishot Sibo Impaim Domishot the hucha is part of the Machayim. And the Queen, if the Queen Mashiach is not Moira, it's not Chayim, it's a hucha and it's correct? So maybe because of that, we should say Pakoi Mashiach. Okay? Pakoi Mashiach is a separate mitzvah. Okay? So the answer is, and there are rayas about this, I'm not getting involved in this, that it's not a t'nai. Okay? I mean, it's only a t'nai. The hogor. It's only a limud. But the mechayiv is, that's why he puts it all together. That's why, and the raya in Siri Avodah Zorah is also part of Chatas Kavur. Siri Avodah Zorah. It's not a separate mitzvah, but you're not mitzvahs. And in Siri Avodah Zorah, there's a Sifri and a Psita. There's no difference between Nosi and Kapakoi Mashiach. Okay? You say that? And that's what's going to happen because it's all basically, it's all one thing over here. It's all one thing. It's one mechayev. One mechayev in the Maisachatos. There's certain tnoi, but the fact you have a tnoi, there's a tnoi from my rob, it doesn't do anything. Okay? And therefore, all of them is one mechayev, and the rise about this is beyond the purview of what I want to talk about. Next. Okay? And that's what he does over here.
There's a pake from Sodom, there's a pake from Yochin. But even Yochin, it's all one thing, an umbrella of, that you have to, of a chivakov is common. Chatz kavua. But what the chatz kavua is, your hedyin has this, and each one has his own thing. That's your Avodah Zorah. Vim hoi yisashkog of Avodah Zorah, bifrat, Yaakov Asher Yisira, bein choy enosi, oi hedyin, oi klein godl. Maybe that's what he's bringing it, because you see it's all one. Okay? And there's even an issue, that's what I want to show you, that it could be the question is, in Soya Nasi, in Soya with the Zorah, from a Shkoy Mashiach, does it require a law or not? There's a whole business about it. Okay, don't be saying that. Let's just show you this issue. But it's a whole one by Savera. ולא בשחלת מיני בעלי חיים שמקריבים בהם הקורבן ישראל והקורבן או איכות שהוא קורבן שגל ויושב מצס הרבה it's not correct ואילו הוי כן הוי מסחייב גם כן שתימנה אומו הקיז בו איסיר שתי מצס ואומו שתי סורים ושני בני יוינה שתי מצס two options ואין הוי כן הציב בקורבן הוא מצלסי. ומה שזה מייבי הוא יישא הקורבן בעצמו יסירו. ויחי ואינו סויר. סויר הוא מתנאי הוא יישא הקורבן. ואין כל תנאי מתנאי המצווה זה נמנה מצווה. והובן זה מאוי כי התוז בוי אלומה לא ירגש בוי כי אם נובן. אז זה שתקוטר the קורבן is basically an עונש. And a Maisa Avera. And a different Maisa Avera, a different type of Oynish, makes a different mitzvah. But if it's the same Maisa Avera, it's all Pake. That's the Novi that needs to understand and understand this whole business. Okay? You look at the Rambam, how he does it, you'll see. But that's the Kitz and Nimrods. Now, next. Now he goes further. מזה המין גם כמו מיסעלה שנער מרוסו im Sinze beskilo, im Häuser baskein beschreifo. Okay. Ze ha-shlomas din oynish eish ish. Vato beze kov mi she-shomati boy, umon eish ish mitzvah. V'nao osa mitzvah, u-baskein mitzvah. The bahag. V'ein ha-dovah king. El Kmoshe Abaye. Now I just want to show you something interesting. Buki mitzvah achas mechala mitzvahs hu omoy yisal lisinof lav lisinof ubo'o hakabolo b'shezeh halav hashol eishes ish. Lisinof leishes ish achar kach bo hakosuv achar hashol of אז זה שיעור גוי והעולב הזה פה מומויס יומוס הנוי פונו אפס הכחיש למקור של הלכוס דיני האויניש הזה ויש לבו תנוי ואומר שאומו מויס יומוס הנוי פונו אפס יש בחילוק שמויס איש זה איש זו ואז קוי תיסור מויס או נעים רוס או בסולה שבסקילו מויס או בהולו ואין ואז קוי אין הרי הזה בחנק. So, maybe I'm missing something, but I have a formal question. I want to get started, okay? I have a question like this. Why does the Rambam find it necessary, Ubo HaKabola? Ubo HaKabola, Shezeh HaLav HaZol HaZol HaZish, HaKabo HaKosum, Achaz Holo, HaZeh Shior Goi VeHaLav Zeh, Uomo mois you must not be a kachishli makosu hilchus dinei. So I'm just completely confused. Isn't this a little strange? You see, do you need to have a kabbalah to tell us that a lav? You see, the whole issue over here of Paka, the assumption is that it's not a mitzvah without any Kabbalah. You need a Kabbalah to tell you it's a mitzvah. If we had a Chalitza to tell you it's a mitzvah, he had a Padir to tell you it's a mitzvah, Korban Pesach, he says in Boa Makshe, he should ask the Kasha, that it's only a pake. So the Rambam says, no, the Rebbe learns not like that, correct? So here, it's counterintuitive. What does he want with the Kabbalah over here? What does he want with the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah is completely out of context. Correct? So let's start slowly, okay? There's also an amazing thing happening over here. Let's at least get started, let's see how much we get. There's an amazing thing happening over here. Because how many mitzvahs are there in the minyan from the halachas and doilas about this? How many do you find? You find a mitzvah in this column. Namalosa. Okay? You find a mitzvah nisrof and baskayim. You find a mitzvah in nechnokim, because he starts off in nechnokim, you find the poshtesh ish. Then he counts in lavim, leisinov. Okay? Four! It is amazing! Okay? You see, the fact that he counts it as separate oinchim, this is really not the place for the Rambam to have a hasoga. Because let's keep in mind what happened. Let's keep in mind what happened over here, okay? Because the open of the Shoresh Yud Dalet, you'll find something very interesting over here. Hashir Shayudalit. Eich roi limno is kiyum o oinchin v'mitzis asei v'chulei v'ein roi shiyim nekol oinish miyuchod mitzvah v'niatzmo ad shenoyim ha-derech mosho sh'atzim mezab l'iskol mechal ha-shabes mitzis asei achas u'skilas bal o mitzvah shnia u'skilas oimer avonizoro mitzvah shlishis ad shiyim minyan ha-mitzvahis And you know who did this? This issue is not an issue for the whole Sherish Zion. He's writing from this issue, from now Marasa, and from now Marasa, and Eish is Kalein Shizinsa, and Eish is Ish. The Bahag is following his general shita that he counts each case. When it's a different oinish, he counts the mitzvahs in the skolim, the mitzvahs in the srofen, and the mitzvahs in the chnokim. That's the way it works. So why is the Rambam taking? Why is he taking on the halachas gedolos here in Sheir Zion? Let him take him on and share his Yudalid. What's the point? Just want to get started for a second, okay? There's something very, very odd happening over here, okay? There, for example, is Avodah Zorah is Meniskol, okay? The Bahagah is like this. There's Tayag Mitzis. And And he has first the Oinche Misa, and Misa Bezdin, then the Oinche Chorus, then the Oinche Misa De Shamayim, and then Chai Melabim Shalikin Lo. Okay. So Abu Zora, where are you going to put it? In the Skolim, right? Correct? Are you more alive? That not to be over Avodah Zorah? Certainly not. Correct? Certainly not. Correct? So I'll ask you another question. Shabbos? What do you do with Shabbos? So Shabbos is Mechala Mos Yomos. It's in the skull. You shouldn't be more alive. Okay. However, Lamaisi, he is Moina Lav. But the Lav is a different Lav. You know what the Lav is? The Lav is a Lav of Leisase Melocha She'enoi from Lamites Melocha. She's not the Chiv Misa. So I can understand also. What is Machabachabemta? Ich weiß nicht what it is, okay? Okay? I'm not getting involved in this, okay? So the Bahag counts. There's a method to it. Okay, he counts. If it's a chiyumis, he puts it there. Okay, correct. So how in the world does the Bahag? Here's the problem, and this is why it comes to Sheir Zion. We'll have to explain to it because it shouldn't be. It should be in Sheir Yudalid. But since he violates all his principles, and what does he do? He counts Leisin off in the Lavim. So then he's looking at the Oinchim as then the Oinchim Apaka. The Oinchim Apaka. And since it's one Maisa Veira from Leisin off, so the Paka says, should be one. And that's why he hits the halachas gedolos over here in this shirish and not in Yudalit. Okay? That is the beginning of things. Okay?
Okay? The question only is, we have to, okay? Now we have it. Now, that's what he says about Shabbos. Eila in the skolin, hamachal yud beis, hamachal has a Shabbos. V'eilu lav in sheba malchus aboyim v'chulei tezayin, v'lo yisas a malocha, the lav may always malochis b'Shabbos. So that's Beseda. However, what he does over here, he has in the Amulasa, he has like this. Sholish, before he starts, Sholish, Vesh, Vishishim, Vachomish, Mitzis, Leisase, Vachol, Ivalem, Nidam, Vishisha, Oinchin, Skila, Srefa, Herin, Vachenik, Misa, Vachoris, Umalkis. Elu, Herin, Iskolim, Yudalit, Vabol, Namulasa. Mechule. Eilu heim nisrof mechule, chof ches, u bas koin kis izne. Mechule. Eilu heim nechnokim mechule, chovob, vabol eish zish mechule. Eilu labin sheba malkis mechule, chof tes li sino. So that mess, how do you do it? Once you're counting li sino, so man, everything becomes paka. Everything becomes paka. We're all okay. But you understand yourself, but here there's no problem. You see, the Bahag is very careful. That's why he has to count Chatos Kovanah Leviyoyred in Parshios. Why? Because all the Kivik Krisis he counts on the Kolis. So how can you count? Right? He can't the colors. So what's going on over here? Correct? So this is something else. This is a parasha. Okay? And the MS is, he doesn't put the Bahag is Machadish over something else. The Rams of the opinion, the Korban is an Oynish. And he puts it in Sherish Yudalit. When the Bahag is counting Oinshim, he doesn't count Korban. He doesn't look at Korban as an Oinish. He puts Korban in Parshiyos. Okay? We have it explained, and that I'm going to leave because I don't want to go over time. That I'm going to leave Mez Hashem for next week. What the Bar Kabbalah? But this is the framework over here. The Bahag has violated all his principles and counted Lysinov and the Chayveyers. There's no problem in counting in Parshios, the Parsha of Chatos and Ola Vieri. That's not a problem. Okay? He happens to count it as one mitzvah in Parshios. We have to know how that works. But the problem is over here, and that's why it shows Zion, because it's the Chpake. And how does it count? And that's a mitzvah for next week.